You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
Also here with Heath Keller, senior loan officer from Cornerstone Mortgage. Welcome back, Heath.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Doug.
And want to welcome special guest, Lauren Johnson from Lux Life Real Estate at Keller Williams in St. Charles. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, too.
Yeah, you definitely are a real estate expert that has established yourself very well as a third-generation realtor. That's pretty impressive.
Thanks.
Three generations of real estate. So did you grow up in the business and just around it all the time?
I did. I grew up, my family has a background in commercial real estate, so I kind of got used to hearing the terms commission checks or this and that.
I bet.
Hey, there's a closing. And so as a child, it kind of was like, oh, closings are a good thing.
Closings are
open
good.
Open houses are
I get
fun.
Toys when I get closings.
Exactly.
Yeah, as an adult, our toys are just different, right?
Right, exactly.
It's cars, it's the fun electronics.
Exactly.
So Lux Life Real Estate, is that a part of another entity or?
Lux Life is actually my team, my brand.
Okay.
So I created almost 3 years ago, about 2.5, 3 years ago, I created, and I just wanted to create something really different rather mm-hmm. than naming the team after myself.
Right.
Lauren
right.
Johnson Win Team. I didn't want to.
Right.
Yeah, it was quite a mouthful. I wanted something that I could have team members on and they could mm-hmm. be proud of and that mm-hmm. they're not just being on a person's team. So, and who knows, it could be franchisable in the future.
Yeah.
And I want something just really crisp, different, unique. And
it is a unique name.
Thanks.
That's good. Yeah. So you're part of Keller Williams then?
Yes.
Okay.
So we are a team at Keller Williams, yes.
Okay.
And you work, I know, with John Sprague, who's a team leader in that
yes.
office, and he's been on our show multiple times. John's mm-hmm. great.
Yes. John is awesome. He's definitely our mentor, our coach. We actually have a training session with him tomorrow at 11, so
Yay.
Looking forward to it.
So anybody looking to join, to get into real estate, do you think that's a good office for them to start in?
Keller Williams is great. I really do highly endorse it. I actually, early on in my career, went as a brand new agent. I did start at Keller Williams, but I was just starting to learn the ropes in real estate, and then now, I mean, this is my 8th year in it. I returned to Keller Williams about 2.5 years ago. I just felt it was a great atmosphere for learning how to build a team, learning how to manage a team. Mm-hmm. It's also great for entry-level agents, too, because there's so many hands-on training courses all the time. So there's a lot to offer there.
Well, there's so much to learn in the business, and they are a great training company. I think they were the number one education company in the world. That's,
yes.
You know, they're not in the business of education. They're in the business of real estate. They are very, very good at training agents.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, they do.
So you also do a little bit of commercial real estate along with residential, right?
I do. I'd say about my portfolio is about 90% residential, about 10% commercial. So, yeah, actually earlier this year, I just helped a very good friend open a pet spa, a second location for Yuppie Puppy Pet Spa out in St. Peter's.
Yuppie Puppy Pet Spa.
Yeah, so shout out to good friends, the Cooks, on that venture. So that was their second location. And I've helped many IT companies, computer companies the last couple years open different venues. And yeah, commercial's fun. Love residential too. It's kind of fun to have a different taste for a second though too.
And tell us about the structure of your team and why do you have a team versus trying to do it all yourself?
Good question. So like I mentioned, this is my 8th year in the industry. So I started to develop the team concept about 2.5, 3 years ago because I got to the point where I had my hands on, I had about 18 to 20 active files at that time. And I just realistically realized I couldn't handle all the paperwork by myself.
Right.
So so the first step was actually to hire an administrative assistant. Today I have a great director of operations, Gina. She's definitely my right-hand person. She helps every day me facilitate all the files and all of that, especially when I'm in and out of listing appointments and that kind of thing and presentations all day long. So I have the assistant concept, which is great. Really helps me run that. And then I also have some buyer specialists too. So the buyer specialists definitely help me run all the different buyers who we get who come as leads on our listings and so on. So they really help too because a lot of times I try to focus specifically on the listings as a lead listing specialist and I just don't have time necessarily to, you know, run around 20 buyers a week. So they really
right.
definitely help me and their definitely expertise is in buyers specifically.
And didn't you have a lot of background with new construction?
Yes, I do. Yes. So I did work in the new construction industry for quite a while. That was actually where I did get my start. I'm so glad I got my start in new construction because I really got to learn the ins and outs of how the builders work, how margins
I could see
work.
That. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. How margins work, how they price different things, how the structure is. And it really helps me on the other side now, doing residential brokerage and buyer representation for builders, because I actually know what's going on behind the scenes now, because mm-hmm. it's not just, oh, the salesperson just kind of hangs out in the office and waits for people to come in. There's so much more that those sales representatives do behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to do in new construction for sure.
Well, and you were working in new construction at a point when it was really tough to yes. sell a new home back in 2008 and 2009.
Yes.
And definitely. You were actually selling them.
I was.
Was there
crazy.
New construction back then? I don't recall it.
Not much.
Exactly. There's not much of it, definitely. So I actually became licensed as an agent in the very end of 07. It was right after I finished my bachelor's degree from Mizzou, and decided to start my master's in marketing too at the same time. And I got in right at the worst part of the market, right at the crash, end of 07, 08. And so I joke today, 2015, this is the best market I've ever seen. So, I mean, all these
good
other agents,
for you.
Yeah, they tell me about, hey, 04, 05, 06,
yeah, you
those
can't
were
relate.
The best days.
Right.
No, and I'm like, hey, this is great. I love 2015. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, new construction was definitely challenging then. I really just tried to think outside the box, and I really just wanted to kind of prove myself as an entry-level person in the industry at that time. So I did a lot of different think outside the box things, and I think that really helped develop my reputation today.
What's the benefit of somebody buying a house that's new construction today versus buying an existing home?
Good question. So I have a strong place in my heart for new construction. I love new construction. So a lot of realtors, you know, they're kind of like, I'd rather sell existing homes all day long. And I think maybe some people are just, you know, not as familiar and acclimated with the process. New construction, one thing is, you have a brand new home. You get to pick it out. You get to design every aspect of mm-hmm. it. I kind of joke, you're never living in somebody else's old memories. You know, you're never living
right.
in somebody else's
right.
old fingernail clipping.
Oh, you had to say
it. Oh, you had to go there. You had to go there, didn't you?
I'm just joking. You never know. But,
I think I want a new house tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can you sell me one?
For sure. Let's go out.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay, now I'm sold on the new construction idea.
Yes. New construction. It's just so fun. You really get to craft it. You get mm-hmm. to build whatever you... I mean, some of these builders out there are amazing. They let you mm-hmm. they let you customize a little bit better nowadays. They let mm-hmm. you move walls if you need to. It's just so fun just to select, you know, your color cabinets from start rather than mm-hmm. going through the remodeling that
yeah,
you're going through
like
right
we're
now.
Going through.
Exactly. And you move in and it's brand new and finished. And you don't right. have to live through sawdust
right.
and remodeling.
Okay.
Well, all builders aren't created equal, right?
Right.
So what advice would you give somebody who's thinking about buying a new home?
Okay. So thinking about building a new home. I would say definitely do your homework. Definitely research. We have some amazing builders locally here in St. Louis. We have a ton. So definitely do your homework. I would say it's definitely a great idea, too, to grab a buyer's representation as a realtor to really help you, too. A lot of these builders have experience with specific builders, and they've built rapport, they've built relationships, and they know which builders who are really going to take care of you and whose warranties might not be as great as the other ones.
Right.
When if somebody's looking to buy a new home, should they call you for you to help them find something with new construction?
Absolutely. That's definitely one of our specialty niches, for sure. I'd say about 30% of our portfolio we do is new construction, representation, or for builders.
Well, here's a fatal flaw I see happen all the time is that the agents that sit inside of these display homes, okay, for somebody that wants to go see the display home, how often do they go in there on the Sunday afternoon and they look at the display home, and next thing you know, they're signing a contract.
Right.
Well, who do you think that agent is representing?
They're representing the seller. And I know that because I was in those shoes at one time. So I used to sit behind the desk, and I know that. And as much as I love developing relationships with my people, and that's why I do what I do today, is because I was so attached to my clients, my customers who would come in the door, and if their best interest wasn't represented, I would get so upset with my builder. but I mean, really, the builder rep, their best interest is that seller. So whenever a buyer comes in the door, and if they tell you, hey guys, we don't negotiate, this is our bottom dollar, a lot of times the buyers just believe that.
Yeah, when, in all they honesty, definitely do.
They still
right.
do negotiate. Right. So that might not be realistically true. Another mm-hmm. thing, it's just during the whole entire process, I mean, it's nice to have that third party point of view, to have that buyer represent or that agent representation, because for example, if something goes wrong with, you know, color selection, or there's these processing fees and contracts sometimes, and sometimes your agents can definitely negotiate and help get that processing fee waived. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different things that a lot of buyers just don't know, because that's
sure.
not their thing that they do every day.
Right. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Lauren Johnson, real estate expert from Keller Williams in St. Charles and the head of Lux Life Real Estate. So if somebody's looking to buy a new construction, one of the things I've seen too is that the contracts that the builders use are typically from the Home Builders Association, the HBA.
Yes.
And they are very one-sided to protect the builder.
Absolutely.
Where a normal real estate contract is very evenly yoked between the buyer and the seller to protect both of them very evenly, but the builder's contracts aren't that way. So unless you're a contract expert as a buyer, which I haven't met many buyers that are, you really need some representation that's in your corner, not the builder's corner, that's going to help protect you on that. Because I've seen a lot of builders keep people's earnest money because they go ahead and put money down right away without knowing whether they can truly qualify or not.
Sure, absolutely. And that's actually a common thing. I mean, even me with my experience as being a sales rep back in the day, the goal was to get people on paper. So whether they're pre-approved or not, and then what the sales rep does is they have them talk to their inside lender. Well, their inside lender, again, works directly for the builders, so they have the best interest, again, for the builders. So if they know, oh, that person's pre-approved for about 300, but we wrote a contract for, we wrote the offer for 299 with them. Oh, they can definitely afford 300 or more. And once we add all those flooring options and everything they can definitely go up to actually, 320 even. Actually, there's a little bit more to squeeze out. Mm-hmm. So that happens too sometimes because they worked again directly for the builder.
Mm-hmm. Right. So really knowing the expertise of what's negotiable and what's not and how much can they fluctuate on some of those prices. Right. They really need to be represented.
Absolutely. Mm.
So where can someone reach you?
So we have a couple different ways to reach us. Our direct office line is 636-229-8515. Okay. And that's our office line. Again, 636-229-8515. We also have a website.
Okay.
It is stlluxlife.com.
STLLUX Life.com.
Yes.
We'll have that on our website.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Absolutely. If you visit smartwithyourmoney.com, we'll make sure to have a link on there that will lead to it, because I think there are going to be a lot of people that are going to want to reach out and talk to you.
We'd love to. Thank you.
So if you have time to stick around, I have some questions for you, because we've all heard the term that the early bird gets the worm, but in real estate, frequently it's the early bid that gets the worm. So we're going to be talking about that. If it's good to be the early bid in a process as a buyer and as a seller, you listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.